I just have really racing thoughts. My thoughts just move really quickly to like all the different fears.
And a lot of times it's not even something that would happen. It's just your anxious brain just coming up with scenarios.
It's like everything's closing in on you and like you can't do anything. Like you're worried about what's gonna happen.
If anyone talks to me, it kind of goes in one ear and out the other. I just focus on like what I'm anxious about and I can't think about anything else.
Sometimes that can affect your physical body. You can have a hard time breathing.
You're like breathing, I guess. Like it kind of like bottles up and it freaks you out.
I just can't breathe. I can't get a full breath in.
Sometimes it's like my chest is tight. Other times it's like I'm burning a hole in my stomach.
If you feel like you're on a roller coaster and it's like right when you're at the very, very top and you feel like your stomach is like up in your chest and you're like about to fall, that's kind of what it feels like, at least for me.
How would you describe your experience with stress and anxiety? I know that some of the feelings described in the video are spot on for me, and I bet they are for you too. Stress and anxiety are a natural part of our lives, and they're not bad. These feelings are as old as humanity itself. At their core, they help us prepare for what is next. Fight, flight, or freeze. Our body naturally releases a variety of chemicals when we feel stressed and anxious, and this includes adrenaline, which is great because it helps us focus, it gets us ready for action, it allows our brains to begin to process a little bit differently and more acutely, and it also creates a higher heart rate. Like, we're ready for something to happen. We're ready for the next thing. And it makes us feel some other feelings like we heard earlier. It's not bad unless we're in this heightened state of being alert all the time. And stress and anxiety can have these adverse effects in our bodies that we might overthink the very simplest of things or have trouble breathing. We might procrastinate, among other things, and many other signs and symptoms that this anxiety and stress is compounding in our lives. Many of the signs of anxiety leave us feeling isolated and like we're the only ones that are going through our current circumstances. But let me assure you that you're not alone. One of the important things is how we direct this anxiety so that we're able to take that next faithful step, right? All kinds of things can cause stress and anxiety, and they can easily cause us to spiral or feel like there's this snowball effect that's happening that makes what we are encountering too big to overcome. Whether it be work or school, relationships, kids, homework, college, jobs, health, pets, parents, pressures that we impose on ourselves or expectations of others, our body language, and so many others, just to kind of name a few, are likely some things that we have all struggled with from one time or another. Are not alone. In fact, God encountered these stresses and anxieties too. Jesus was abandoned by friends. He had to flee for his life. He grew up in a poor home, falsely accused of a crime, ate with the uncool kids, and second-guessed his choices. There were sleepless nights and a lot of tears about doing the next right thing. God has walked this path of anxiety and stress with us. And so the question today is, what does Jesus have to tell us about living in an anxious world? Jesus shows us that we don't need to ride the anxiety roller coaster, but we're able to see hope in the face of storms, and that we can now see peace in the face of the crashing waves. As we reflect on the scriptures, it's fun to kind of see where the disciples look for help in our stories. And in both instances, Jesus says in one way or another, "Be still." And I don't think he's just talking to the waves at that point in our story. I mean, think about it. Think about how you feel when you're anxious. And I'm betting that it's not a feeling of stillness. As we try to take words to Jesus' heart today, I want us to remember that we need to look in the right places. First, we need to look upward so that we might know that we are guarded, Then we need to look inward so that we might be grounded. And finally, we look outward so that we might be guided to take the next faithful step. Now, friends, I want to pause here for just a moment, because in my sermon writing in this week, this was the place at which I was writing when I got a text message from one of you asking for prayers. Prayers for a neighbor who was at the Capitol as domestic terrorists entered the government buildings to stop our democratic process. This led to an afternoon and evening of stress and anxiety, at which point I felt as though I was being given the opportunity to practice what I was about to preach. And so I want to share a little bit of that experience with you. Because when anxiety rears up, first, we need to remember to look upward and know that we are guarded by a hedge of protection from the one whose kingdom will never end. Jesus, God with us, is in the boat alongside us. Jesus, who has the power to settle the storms and take naps while boats threaten to be flooded, has got your back. So you're not just guarded, but you're not alone in this. It's kind of like the VeggieTales song says, that God is bigger than the boogeyman and he's watching out for you and me. And so friends, Wednesday was a day of prayer for me because words escaped me and questions boiled over. I didn't know what a faithful response was, and so I looked up and was reminded that I am guarded by God's grace. And remembering that we're guarded by God, we then look inward to ground ourselves in being present. Often our anxiety takes us to places far from reality, and there are great ways to come back to the present so that we don't spiral. There are some amazing ways to come back to the present and be grounded, and a few weeks ago, Linda Doctor shared one of those ways with us through breath prayer. Another way is to name five things that you're experiencing with each of your five senses. Or you can journal your feelings and name what you're anxious about. And throughout this week, we'll also be sharing some other resources that one of my former youth ministry members gave me, as she has been doing some powerful counseling work in her job, and gave some resources about how we might ground ourselves. And one of the tips that she said was physical activity. And so on Wednesday, when I was kind of spiraling a little bit, my go-to practice of being present is to go for a run. And during that run, I ask myself, what is my stress and anxiety trying to tell me? Remember, stress and anxiety aren't always negative, but they can tell us a lot about what's going on in our heads and around us. And after that run, physically tired and mentally refreshed, I was grounded enough to do the next thing. And that final piece, after we know that we can look upward and that we are guarded by God, and we can look inward and be grounded in the present, finally, I would challenge you to look around so that you might see the resources that might guide you to take that next faithful step. You have a team and a community beside you that you trust. And when we look around at that team, they will help direct our anxiety in a healthy direction so that we might begin to get purchase and move forward rather than just spinning our wheels. With deep prayer and deep breathing, I turned to some friends on Wednesday night to ask for some resources that might fill in some blind spots that I have and help me take the next faithful step in bringing hope into an anxious world. And then I set my phone down, turned off social media, and began to read. Church, when we know that we are guarded by God, when we are grounded in the present and guided by our trusted community, we are able to navigate an anxious world in a way that leads to hope and connection through the power of Jesus. And so this week, I would encourage you to try to walk through these steps, looking upward, inward, and outward. And don't hesitate to ask for help from friends or professionals along this journey together. Because in living in an anxious world, we also know that we have a God that is with us and by our side, calming storms at times and other times riding those storms out with us. And so it is with that bold spirit that we can have bold prayers. And so let's go to God. Wonderworking God, we give you thanks for this opportunity to practice what Jesus teaches, to allow us to speak hope and healing and connection into an anxious world by looking upward, reminded that we are guarded by you, firmly planting our feet as we look inward and being grounded in our identity, and then directing that anxiety in healthy ways by looking around and seeing what teammates are directing and guiding us in ways in which we can be agents of transformation, bringing your kingdom closer here and now. God of grace, we offer this prayer in the name of Jesus, who gave himself for us and through your Holy Spirit, which guides us. Amen. Thank you.